This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I'm going to be getting to Paul Ryan in just a moment here. And I want to put in parallel what's being said to you today and then put it up against what they already passed. Because, again, what we need to do is show you how they're continuously diverting the American people away from what has already happened. They're talking about an immigration bill. Now, for some reason or another, the new administration has taken upon themselves to keep illegal alien family members together during detention. You can check that out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Why is our government taking it upon themselves to babysit illegals? Well, we have no legal authority to do so, nor does this administration or any other administration have delegated authority from we the people to support illegals in this country. And what's happening is incrementally, little by little, and by a siege, America, they are coming in. And what they're doing now is they're trying to play the emotions of the American people rather than to be principled. Maybe the American people should take the time to read the Mexican Constitution so you can understand what Border Patrol really means, because you don't go into Mexico illegally, friends. You will be jailed. You will be prosecuted. But not over here in America. And the American people, for the most part, still have their eyes closed to the fact that it's your politicians and the CIA-controlled media that are alluring the people into this country in the first place. When are you going to figure that out? And when you figure that out, then you're going to understand as to who you're being duped by. You're being duped by those that you believe are doing the right thing, when in fact they're doing just the exact opposite. And I don't know how many times or different ways I need to say this, but I think this will do the best by showing you what Paul Ryan meant to pass and what's already been passed to shut down what they're dangling in front of your face right now concerning immigration. Nobody in this country wants it, friends, except corrupt politicians. That's the bottom line. Nobody wants it. Hey, folks, immigrants, we're all immigrants at one period or another. Or if it wasn't our grandfathers or our great-grandpas, whatever the case might be, we all came here as immigrants, but the fact of the matter is they did it legally, not illegally. So again, going back, why is the American people taking on this separation as if to suggest that it's our problem? Now, I'm the first one to love on the stranger. I'm the first one to love on the widow. I'm the first one to help protect folks, innocent people. And the kids don't need to be paying the price, but I want to tell you what, politicians in this country are the ones that are using the kids to play your emotions. Furthermore, you might do yourself a favor and actually see, remember what William Randolph Hearst said? He said, you furnish the pictures, I'll furnish the war. If you're looking at these little kids that are being used as bait to play your emotions, you might want to take a look. You see these little kids in these cages, friends? Well, the fact of the matter is if you pull the camera away just a little bit further, you will see that they are not in a cage at all. They take a close-up of a little kid crying inside of the cage. Well, pull back just about 3 feet. You'll find out that it's not a cage at all. It's a demonstration. And they did this in Bosnia. Folks, do you remember in Bosnia when Time magazine put it on their cover, Must It Go On? And it's a picture of a skinny guy on the side of barbed wire fence. Well, these folks weren't caged in a barbed wire fence. No, they used that to perpetuate fraud. And it reminds me as well, friends, is do you remember when CNN was busted in a green room pretending to be in Saudi Arabia? Yet, in fact, they were in America in a green room playing to the American people that this reporter was in Saudi Arabia and he needs to take cover because bombs are now starting to fall. That was all done in a green room, friends. Just like what's going on in your country today. You're being lied to, America. Okay? Again, going back, what are they doing today? They're dangling a little child in a cage crying because he wants his mommy, who's just a couple feet away from him. And the pictures that you're seeing were from, in fact, June 10th, where it was an actual immigrant rights activist that the Brown Berets put on in Texas. And again, what they're doing is taking close-ups, saying, look at these kids, they're being caged up. And then when the cameras pull back, the same exact picture shows you that there are kids inside of this little fenced area in a protest concerning immigrant rights, legal immigrant rights. And if they're legal, then they're citizens just like you and I are. And we all got God-given rights. But in fact, they're not. So again, I want to put in parallel today throughout the show, friends, what Paul Ryan teed up back in 2015 concerning what went on and what was signed concerning the omnibus bill just recently and what they're doing to divert the American people today to believe, well, we better do something about this immigration. And now, on cue, again, Donald Trump playing right to what the media is perpetuating and promulgating, broadcasting, there you go, that we need to keep the families together. Mr. Trump, I just got news for you, and I'm sure you already know this due to the fact that you're the player. You're the front man for the games that are being played on the American people. There's no doubt about it. But it's interesting to note, Mr. Donald Trump, that nobody has ever given you delegated authority whatsoever to take on illegals into this country. And first and foremost, Mr. Donald Trump, your purpose is to restrain men from violating law. 1 John 3:4. That is a fact. And secondly, it's your job to enforce right and wrong. And it's illegal for illegals to come over into this country. And number four, it's to maintain order. And because, Mr. Donald Trump, you don't maintain order, there's chaos. And see, Mr. Donald Trump, you also need to understand that God said, because you forsake me, I'll turn your country into hell. And I know that that's all by design, so you think on your end. But the fact of the matter is, my Father's above it all, because upon his shoulders are the governments of the world. Because the Bible clearly tells me that my Father is the governor of all nations. He is in control. In America, either you're under the blessing or you're under the curse. Which one are you going to tolerate? Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We're going to be right back on the other side of this break.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have us as the number two show. Forgive me. Out of 82 radio shows across GCN's board concerning shows and options, we appreciate that very much. As a matter of fact, we're number one right now. Thank you. I'm just checking. That means we know that there's a lot of people listening, as well as 100 affiliates across the United States of America, into our cities, as well as 53 countries we are broadcasting into as well. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to show you in just a couple of moments, friends, what Paul Ryan teed up with with Barack Hussein Obama. And I'm going to show you what happened just recently, because they have the American people hanging on this bill that Paul Ryan's talking about concerning immigration. Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, they already did it. Did you hear what I said? I'm here to tell you that they already did it. With that said, I also want to highlight a couple more things before we get into this, because we see now Hillary Clinton is, again, given a free hand to go ahead and attack this administration, because Donald Trump said, I don't want to hurt the Clintons. They're good people. Don't forget that. Okay? He did say that. This after he won the People's White House. With that said, as I was just highlighting, we have Hillary Clinton now basically chastising and castigating the president for what's going on with illegal immigration. Hillary Clinton lectures America and Trump on illegal immigration. It's absolutely amazing. It's absolutely amazing how that treasonous couple, King Ahab and Jezebel, Slick Willie and Hillary Clinton, can do what they want at will and attack whoever they want to, and nobody's there to prosecute them. If that is not enough to tell you that there's something seriously going wrong with this administration concerning how you view this administration, friends. I don't know what is, especially when the Bible tells us that when the king sits on the throne of judgment, he scattereth away evil, and we're not seeing that at all. And I know we don't have a king, but no king but Jesus, but we do have the Constitution, which is the law, which is influenced by moral law, which is called the Mosaic Institution, established on common law, which is the seedbed, the Declaration of Independence. But how is Hillary Clinton lecturing anybody, namely the President of the United States of America, on illegal immigration? Because it's nothing more than filling the seats as they promote the fight. America, they're driving viewers to the television so they can control as they lead through opposition. It's all created. It's all created, America. I also want to tell you, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, that you do see another state jumping on, namely Delaware, who I believe was just shut down yesterday by another judge that was doing his job. Praise God for good government. But from my understanding now, there's been five different states that attempted at this point to ban bump stocks in every single one of the states, have been given a message loud and clear from we the people by not turning in not one bump stock. That is the message that America, you must take. And it's the message that you are sending to tyranny. And it's perfect. It's beautiful. Again, I don't want to cement you in that, but it is the right move because it's lawful. And you are the ones holding to the law, not those that are attempting to assail you on a daily basis, namely those that you have not delegated authority to, concerning the Second Amendment and your representatives, friends. They don't have any lawful standing whatsoever. They have no right whatsoever attempting to disarm the American people. Oh, speaking of which, U.S. Conference of Mayors calls for more gun confiscation legalization and legislation. This all on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Boy, there's a push to disarm you. I shared with you yesterday, America, we had Representative Tony Kern from Arizona on the radio with us about a month and a half ago, telling the American people loud and clear that this administration is working on a federal level right now to, in essence, criminalize anybody they so choose to criminalize. Someone thinks that you're not fit, what they'll do is they'll call the authorities. The authorities will come incarcerate you. They'll arrest you. They'll bring you to a judge, and the judge will decide if you're able to have a gun or no. I want you to hear me clearly, friends. That's what's happening under this administration. I was talking to a friend this morning, and I said, isn't it absolutely amazing that people can't see through this? That gun manufacturers are going out of business because they're not selling guns anymore? Shouldn't that scare every American into waking up concerning what's going on with this administration? Right on cue, the American people drink the Kool-Aid. Oh, we got the right guy there. We don't need to worry about any of this. Folks, what's happening under Donald Trump right now and his administration, friends, would have never happened under Barack Hussein Obama in a million years. I mean, Barack Hussein Obama, as I wrote, was the greatest salesman and gun salesman in the history of America. Under Donald Trump? No, don't worry about it. And I shared with you yesterday as well, friends, that the Tea Partiers, stupid as they are for the majority, easily, that have fallen asleep, not understanding the tactic of their enemies to put them back to sleep. Remember what Albert Pike said? The head of the 33rd degree, head of the Masons. He was a 33rd degree Mason. He said, when the people need a hero, we'll deliver him up. And people, they think that they see when in fact they're blind. Jesus said, those that are blind are the ones that can see. Because they see through their spiritual eyes, coming from their spiritual heart. Because the Lord's anointed their eyes and he's anointed their ears that they may see and that they may hear. I mean, this is as plain as the nose on your face. Why is your Second Amendment under attack? Look at all this continual warfare falling on the American people on a daily basis by and through this administration. And why? Because he refuses to prosecute those that assail and hurl lie after lie, so we're told, at his administration. Where is that DOJ, Mr. Trump? Where is that DOJ that you said you could do whatever you wanted to do with them? Why haven't you prosecuted? Why haven't you drained that swamp, Mr. President? And yes, I'm playing stupid with you because I know who you are and I know what you're doing. And I want to tell you what you think you're doing is not what you're doing in any sense of the word. You're being used just like the rest of us. Unless this country repents before a just and a holy God, period. Like it or not, I don't care who you are. God is not a respecter of persons, and neither am I. And yes, my finger's pointed right at you and right at your face, saying your game, you're being called out for who you are. And I know you got a lot of conservatives, yesterday's liberals, thinking that they're all about what's going on with you and your administration. And you all the while know that you have them deceived. Well, you don't have everybody deceived. In any sense of the word. And that's why the American people need to stay into the word big time right now. What people justify is incredible. As I've said before, America, and I say it again, to those that call themselves conservatives, patriots, and Christians, you call yourselves the right. If you were doing the right thing, you wouldn't have a left. And how you justify what this administration does, if it was Barack Hussein Obama doing it, you would have been all bent out of shape. But because now he's your boy, all of a sudden you're trying to justify him because at length you're attempting to justify yourselves. And it's not going to fly. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. What don't you understand about that? Don't you see too many people going the same direction, America? Isn't it time to start holding accountable those conservatives and Christians and patriots that you're listening to, that you're reading their columns when it doesn't line up to the Word of God? Isn't it time for you to understand what the Word of God says? My job is to point my finger at the Christ. My job is to tell you to repent. And reasons being, friends, you know what they are. You have all the more reason to repent today under this administration than the last. And though they be equally evil, friends, in so many different ways. People just didn't like Barack because he was a flat, bold-faced liar. We knew he was a traitor. We knew he was a criminal. We knew he was a sodomite. But America, you tolerated him. That's your reflection. Barack Hussein Obama was your reflection. Now you see a different guy that you like doing the same things. In so many different ways, but he's a likable guy. I know he talks out of both sides of his mouth all the time, but he doesn't blatantly lie like Barack. What's the difference? He's doing it. He's lying to you. I don't see anything changing. I don't see the babies being preserved in the womb anymore. I don't see your lawful rights being strengthened in any sense of the word. I don't see it. In America, if you'd like to show it to me and you'd like to show it to this country, go ahead and give us a call. I don't care if you're one of those conservative radio show hosts. I don't care if you're one of those conservative columnists that you have everybody fall in awe over what you have to say. Go ahead, give me a call. Set me straight because I'm ready to be set straight. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump's zero-tolerance policy has created pressure to find space for the tens of thousands of migrant children and parents awaiting criminal prosecution for crossing the border illegally. Yesterday, an internal draft memo obtained by Time magazine proposed creating a detention camp at the former Concord Naval Weapons Station. Bay Area Congressman Mark DeSaunier.
It does remind me of World War II. And Japanese internment. So we don't want to be party to that.
County Supervisor John Joya says local governments were not consulted.
This is a crazy proposal. We're going to fight it. We're not going to let this happen.
After visiting an immigrant detention facility in southern Texas yesterday, Senator Ted Cruz expressed hope there will be a bipartisan deal on border security.
My hope is that we will see Congress work in a bipartisan manner to ensure that kids stay with their parents.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Also, check us out on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean. By the way, friends, wanted to let you know that Facebook, I used to run about 3 million a week. And I believe it's down to 300,000 a week. And if this doesn't show you that Facebook and Twitter and Google are zeroing in on those that are giving the right message, I don't know what does. My friendship requests are literally on my one Facebook alone, it's into the hundreds, 600 and some requests just to be a personal friend. On my Facebook accounts, my public page, we have over 733,000 people following on that site. 699,000 are active, but yet when they go to the article, it only reached out to 500 to 1,000 people. And it shows you that they're limiting your exposure to the outside world. And it's completely unjustifiable, and how they're doing it and getting away with it, it only comes to show you that it's, again, what America tolerates. And I know that there's some good people out there, and I mean good people out there that are doing the stuff, that are in the fight, that are actually taking them to task in court. Matter of fact, I was going to bring up, too, that the SPLC, I don't know if you've seen this or not, and I got to get to my topic here in just a second, but the SPLC actually labeled an individual a Muslim jihadist. Well, the SPLC apologized. It was just a demand letter that was sent to the SPLC, which tells me there's more going on to this whole thing than what we're being told. But there's now about 60 organizations that seen what the SPLC just did, what the SPLC did, Southern Poverty Law Center, the hate group, they just gave this individual a $3 million settlement just because they were wrong about what they said about him. Well, the SPLC has been attacking those that are in the fight over and over and over again, attempting to demonize them, stigmatize them, to marginalize them. But when it comes to one of those that they want to use and put up, well, they just give him money and apologize to him just on a demand letter. They didn't go to court. And so, again, to make myself clear here, friends, the SPLC may have some serious in trouble in front of them right now. For a long time, I've been asking to be a part of some sort of lawsuit to take the Southern Poverty Law Center to task, because they have been lying about people that are telling you the truth, and they've been doing it for a long time. And that is not legal in this country. And this is all coming from Liberty Counsel. As a matter of fact, I texted our friends over there this morning, said if you guys are going for Southern Poverty Law Center, we're a part of it. Just to show you and let you know that it goes a lot further than words here, friends, because we have to leave something to our kids. And the path that we're on right now is not a good one. We need to get it straight. We need to right the wrongs in so many different ways, friends. We really do. I wanted to show you how, and I want you to listen carefully, because I'll just share with you the facts and I'll let you decide. But Paul Ryan helped open the gates to the wolves, illegals coming into the country. It was reported on December 16th, 2015 by Breitbart that Paul Ryan's first major legislative act and achievement as Speaker of the House was a total and complete sellout of the American people that masqueraded as an appropriations bill. Also keep in mind, they ousted the old Speaker of the House out because of his compromises. Paul Ryan came in on the hopes of the conservatives that he was going to do the right thing. The very first thing he does is attack them. This is all on December 16th of 2015. Did you know that Ryan's omnibus fully funds DACA, okay? Fully funds DACA. Ryan's omnibus bill funds sanctuary cities, all on your dime, America. This is all Paul Ryan. And by the way, also keep in mind, while Donald Trump is out in front, McConnell, Pelosi, Paul Ryan, and others are systematically pulling down the U.S. Constitution. Just so you know what's happening, at least you've been told, and you heard with your ears, you're now accountable for the truth that you've heard. Ryan's omnibus bill funds all refugee programs. Why are they coming in? Because they're funded. Ryan's omnibus bill funds all of the Mideast immigration programs that have been exploited by terrorists in recent years. Pay attention to the details, friends, okay? Ryan's omnibus bill funds illegal alien resettlement in the United States. This is all pre-planned. Remember, Roosevelt said there's nothing in politics that doesn't happen, that which is not first planned. Going to the next point, Ryan's omnibus bill funds the release of criminal aliens. 65, I believe, to 68,000 illegal aliens in prisons in the United States of America were released back onto the streets of America, endangering your families, yourselves, and the such under Barack Hussein Obama. This is not government, friends. This is tyranny. Okay? And this happened a couple of years ago. Ryan's omnibus bill quadruples H-2B foreign worker visas. Okay? Ryan's omnibus bill locks up in huge spending increases. And the last one is Ryan's omnibus bill fails to allocate funds to complete the 700-mile double-layer border fence that Congress promised the American people. By the way, that promise came a long time ago. This article is from December 16th of 2015. This isn't nothing that is brand new, friends. This isn't something they just contrived, and it was Donald Trump's idea, and he was the one that was going to get it done. No, this was promised to you a long time ago. Donald Trump just picked it up, just the same way he picked up the same slogan that none other than the President of the United States, Ronald Reagan, used in the 1980s to make America great again. Now, moving forward, that was December 16th of 2015. On March 29th, 2018, okay? This $1.3 trillion omnibus bill was sold to you, America, as national security. And it was sold to you as national security because they knew that you weren't going to look behind the title. The funds, they're avowed to America's enemies. This is what was signed behind March for Our Lives and the smoke and mirrors that they used the same exact weekend. And by the way, that was all pre-planned a couple months before it ever happened. Just so you know. But this was the bill that was passed that weekend in hopes that the American people would not catch on. Now, again, I gave you the details of Paul Ryan's omnibus bill on December 16th, 2015. Forgive me. Okay? Just want to make clear, $12 million of that omnibus bill goes for scholarships to Lebanon, $20 million for Middle East Partnership Initiative scholarship programs, $12 million in military funding for Vietnam. This isn't going to America, friends. It's going to foreign countries, third world countries that we have destroyed. So our boys are sent to fight unconstitutional wars. They destroy their countries, and then later on, you're made to pay for it. $3.5 million in nutrition assistance to Laos. $15 million in development assistance to China. Like China needs our money, America? You need to think of, hey, folks, there is a strong alliance between this administration, China, and Russia, and the Vatican, all calling for the New World Order all at the same time. All at the same time. Okay? Just, again, want to give you the information so you have the information. We have $10 million of that omnibus bill that Donald Trump signed. For women Leos in Afghanistan. $10 million of it's going to Afghanistan. Hey, by the way, those are out in California, those in Hawaii, those on the coast, the warmer coast. It's interesting to note how many homeless people are out on the streets, isn't it? But don't worry about it, because America's hardworking folks and its workforce, don't worry about it. They're just paying to support foreigners in other countries. Don't worry about our own. Don't worry about our military that's being treated very badly by U.S. government. They use them and then they throw them away. You know, and it bothers me, by the way, a side note, how people are out there raising money for our military. Well, wait a second. That's where our tax dollars should be going. We don't need to raise more money. We just need to make sure that the tax dollars that are to be allocated towards our military is going to them. And the way to do that is to get in there and clean house. And see, Americans, since they do everything but what they should on so many different occasions, and I don't understand it. $218 million of that $1.3 trillion omnibus bill teed up by Barack Hussein Obama and Paul Ryan, which was signed by Donald Trump, goes for promoting democracy developments in Europe. If this isn't a disbursement of your funds to create and help a new world order, America, I don't know what does. And again, let me ask you the question. This always seals the deal. Who delegated authority to governments to take our money, our tax dollars, and to give them to foreign countries? I don't know. I'm just putting into parallel. parallel, friends. December 16th, 2015, Paul Ryan's first major act of treason against we the people. And the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill signed by Donald Trump, which was teed up by Barack and Paul Ryan. It's already been done, America. What are you talking about?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsoflibertyradio.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I think your silence, America, I really honestly do know, again from Scripture, that your silence is very telling. But I guess I would just beg the question, because I don't need anybody to convince me that what I'm telling you is true. I know it's true, and I know I'm right about what I'm telling you. What I see more than anything is when people do call, or when they do text, or when they do post to me, it's always in an attempt to justify the unjustifiable. Well, he's not perfect. Hey, listen, what Donald doesn't do, you're called to do. You're required. You're obligated to do through a commandment that God has given you. We're the government in this country. And you've been caught up into this circus of politics like only they're the ones that can get anything done. When in fact, listen, America, if they don't want to do it, then we get them to do it according to law and lawfully. Just highlighting how today they're talking about the immigration bill. And keep in mind how fast this just shifted from the last couple topics over to these poor little kids being propagandized to play the emotions of the American people, so you'll let them all in. And of course, Donald Trump, right on cue, took it upon himself to say, you know what, keep the families together. Yeah, of course. Oh, such a good guy. Just kind of curious, though, Mr. President, where in the laws are we required to help those that come into this country illegally? What, so if I go over and drop my kid off across the border, the Mexican people are going to take care of my kid? And I'm not being hard or cold concerning the little kids. No, it's an opportunity for us to help. Yes, indeed. But the fact of the matter is you're playing right along with the propagandists. You're playing right along with what you call the left by allowing them to continuously inundate you. By the way, all scripted, folks, and on cue, by accusing you of things that you say that you're not guilty of. Yeah, I mean, you promised the American people you were going to put up the fence. And it was going to cost us $4 billion. Now it's up to $25 billion. And no longer is Mexico paying for it. Now you're paying for it, America. This is a fact. I played the audio for you. Now you're paying for it. And now we're being told by Paul Ryan, who sold you out on his first legislative act, and Donald Trump, as if to suggest that Donald Trump doesn't know who he is. And on top of it, being lectured by Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton lecturing Donald Trump. If she was really the criminal that he says that she is, why hasn't he prosecuted her? Because they're not going to prosecute their own. That's just how it works, friends. It's circus of politics. You want to fill the seats, just keep promoting the fight. Driving support, communistic style. And that's exactly what they're... If America knew their enemies and their tactics, we wouldn't be here today. Just let someone else take care of it. And they are, and they're not the people that you want taking care of the problems. They're the ones creating the problems. It's just a fact. And it's not getting better, it's worse. Well, Donald took it right on, didn't he, America? Now he's going to take care of the family, he's going to keep them together. It's not his place to do that. You know, if I was to do something like that, I could hear people saying, well, Bradley, what do you think? You're the savior of the world. No, I just serve him. But if you see him, I praise God that you see him. But the fact of the matter is we're still ruled by law, not by our emotions. And you can rest assured, friends, now that the parents are going to be here, sooner or later, they're just going to be allowed. Everybody's just going to forget about it. The media will divert your attention over to something else, and then all of a sudden, they'll all come into the United States of America, and then one day, you're going to wake up and say, oh my goodness, we cannot resist anymore. Yep, we've been outnumbered. Yep, that's exactly right. Mark my words, because it's all scriptural, friends. 1-866-582-9933. Let me go on. I wasn't done with this $1.3 trillion omnibus bill teed up by Barack Hussein Obama and Paul Ryan that Donald Trump signed. I'm not done. I just gave you the first half. And of course, they played it on the American people back in December of 2015. And Donald, sure enough, on cue, once he got into office, they had to put this behind a March for Your Lives, the smoke and screen, the smoke screen of the March on Washington, D.C. They passed the budget-busting $1.3 trillion spending bill. And Donald signed it under national security. It has nothing to do with national security, America. If it does, I'd like for you to explain that as well. Where are all of you professionals? Come on. Where are all of you guys that get on your radio show and tell the American people all about the bone that's been thrown to them? Come on. I want you to back it up with law. I'm here. Come on. Hey, folks, anybody ever talks negative about me or says something that I'm saying is untrue? Have them call me in. That's how you take care of business. See, the problem that they're having is they know what I'm telling them is true. But because it requires a spiritual internal fortitude, because it requires courage, they don't have that. That's the problem that you're having. Hey, folks, people don't follow titles, they follow courage. And as I follow the Christ, the line of the tribe of Judah, that's all you're seeing is the fruit of whom I follow. Period. The righteous are made bold as lions in Christ, it tells us. Read Proverbs 28 when you get a moment. Let's go on here just to show you. They're throwing another curveball at you, talking about immigration and what's taking place. Let's go on to this bill, the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill signed by Donald Trump, okay, which is a complete violation of the Constitution, Article 3, Section 3. Let's go over to the $10 million that you're paying for the disadvantaged Egyptian students, America. The $1.371 billion for contributions to international organizations. Now, it's news today. This is how they do it, America. It's news today that we're pulling out of the UN. And when I see this stuff, folks, let me tell you how this stuff comes to me. Usually when something's real, I'll get it like it's filled in. I can discern it. I can feel it. When it's fake, it's just empty. And you can just see right through it. And when you get headlines like this one, you can see right through it. Trump administration, we're pulling out of United Nations Human Rights Council. Wait a second. We just paid $10 million for the UN environmental programs. You see what I'm saying? What they say and what they are doing are two different stories. Okay? Now, again, on March 29th, I wrote this. The bill that was sold to you as national security, the $1.3 trillion spending bill, behind the March for Your Lives on Washington, D.C., that weekend, this bill was signed. All planned. Today on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Trump administration, we're pulling out of United Nations Human Rights Council, when in fact, if you look at the bill that he just signed, friends, he just gave them how much money? $10 million for the United Nations environmental programs. Oh, I'm not done yet. Just hold up with me. $1.371 billion for contributions to international organizations. Why? Are we invested into international organizations? Well, you can see our military is. We have $7 million of our money going to promote international conservation. You ready for this one? The conservatives in America were just congratulating themselves in an attempt again to justify themselves by saying Donald Trump just basically proposed a bill to stop more funding to go into Planned Parenthood. You ready for this one? His $1.3 trillion omnibus bill went to $51 million to promote international family planning and reproductive health. Folks, Planned Parenthood on an international scale. Oh, you got to get a hold of this, friends. This is what's happening. $20 million of it went to counter foreign state propaganda. $12 million for countering state disinformation and pressure. Whoa. Wait a second, folks. They're not stopping illegal immigration, folks. They're paying for these people. They're alluring these people. They're supporting these people on our dime. So don't get diverted by another one of the tactics concerning the current administration as to what he's doing, because if you look behind the curtain, you will find that they're doing and are doing just the exact opposite. You are under attack like you've never been under attack, America. And you just haven't figured that out. Why? Because the economy is so good. Wait a second. We just got indebted $1.3 trillion more, and now all of a sudden our economy's booming. Things are getting better for us. Try that at home and see how that works out for you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.